on your heart today.
Thank you. Can you hear me? My name is Terry Wilkins, and I'm giving a praise report today because one of my prayers was answered that I've been praying for many years. My story started in 2005 when I was put on the medication Ambien for sleep after I lost my mother. I have been on this drug for 12 and a half years. I've tried various times to get off. So about 2 weeks before this program started our journey, I started praying hard again, broke my medication in half, and decided I was going to commit to this 21-day journey. Well, on January the 3rd, which is 3 days into our journey, I got up, I put my clothes on, I put my contacts in, fixed my hair, got in my car, came to church. No cars were in the parking lot. Building was dark. I couldn't understand. I looked at my phone and it was 10:18. So I'm thinking, well, it would be daylight. Finally it hit me, it was nighttime. I never knew when I woke up. I did not know when I got dressed. I don't remember getting in my car. I do remember going over a curb. So when I was sitting in the church parking lot, I got out and went and looked at my right front tire. Oh my. I could see half my rim. My tire was as flat as a pancake. So I was calling a gentleman friend of mine who has a towing business. Never could get him to answer. I didn't have the business number. I simply had his cell number. So I thought, well, I'll go to McDonald's and get a cup of coffee and wait a few minutes and try again. So I drove to McDonald's, sat there for a little bit, still couldn't get him. Tried my nephew, couldn't get anybody. So I could not wait in that parking lot all night. So I was going to drive back home on rim. Now, that is the most horrible sound, and you can't go very fast. So I'm heading down Racetrack Road. And there was a vehicle following pretty close behind. I wasn't sure. There was no cars out that night, y'all. That's what was so strange. And I'm not out at night, but at 10 o'clock at night, that's not really early. I mean, late. I mean, there would be cars. Well, the truck finally went around me. Well, the next thing I saw was blue lights. So I was pulled over. And two officers. So I got out of the car, handed my license, and simply said, I've hit a curb. The female deputy went around to the left side of my car and she says, where'd you get all these scratches on your car? So I walked around to the side of my car and oh my, I said, I don't know. But in the meantime, I had just now realized that my back tire looked like a machine gun had shot it out. I didn't even know my back tire had problems. So she asked me, have you been drinking tonight? I said, no ma'am. She says, are you on medication? I said, yes, ma'am. Never asked what medication I was on. This was all such a dream. You know, I'm sitting there thinking, is this really going on? So I remember I wasn't feeling good, sinus infection anyway, and I was just so worn down. And I said, I don't know who else to call. I don't know what to do. So she went back and she called me a tow company. And they brought the tow truck, and he took me home. Went to see my car the next morning, and what could you do? I, to this day, do not know what curb I went over or what I hit. But when my car was buffed out, it did not break the clear coat, so they're thinking something plastic maybe. Me, I'm scared to death. I don't know what I hit. I don't know if I'd hit somebody. You know, this 12 and a half years on this drug, I would have thought I might have experienced this a little bit earlier than that. But God is my attention this night. So that was on Wednesday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I did not take the drug. Laid up all night long. If I got to doze, it was strictly nightmares. But I got to talk to God a lot during those nights that I laid up. And I'm still trying to figure out what has happened. Why would you allow this to happen? I mean, so come Monday, I think from pure exhaustion, I did fall asleep at 7 o'clock that night, and I slept all night until my alarm went off to come to church. I read up on the withdrawals for this. I mean, people have seizures, hallucinations, heart palpitations. I've not had one withdrawal. And from that day, Monday, I have slept every night. No dreams, peaceful. You know, when I started this drug, praise to God. It's so awesome. I'm still having a hard time believing all of this. But when I started this drug, my mind would race all night. It would never shut off. I couldn't even finish one thought before it went to the next. I have total peace when I put my head down at night. There's nothing on my mind. He's just been awesome to me. And because of my commitment to this journey, saved me. Because I don't know where I was going on this drug. It had been way too long on this drug. I've had doctors tell me I needed to get off. It's hard, you know, you gotta go to work, so you need your sleep. But it was the time, and he gave me my awakening. So I do have something here that I thought fit, and it's Psalms 121:5. And it says, Jehovah himself is caring for you. He is your defender. He protects you day and night. He keeps you from evil and preserves your life. He keeps his eye upon you as you come and go and always guards you. And he certainly did for me. And I would just like to say one more thing. I've gotten something out of every speaker that we've had here. I hope this touches you in some way. It took a lot for me to come up here, but encouragement to help someone else. And God bless everybody, and thank you.